8:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is hot. And we got a lot of material that we are going to have to get through this afternoon. Make no mistake about it. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to be with us in just about 30 minutes. The sheriff wants to address some of the, to put it mildly and politely, skewed coverage of what happened at the Chesterfield County Courthouse last week with the presence of ICE and what the sheriff describes as very unfair, perhaps even unprofessional television news coverage. But he'll be with us at 3:35 to discuss that. We at 5:05 are going to announce the first ever recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. Each and every month now, for going on the better part of a decade, we have presented the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Award. Every month we find a Central Virginia law enforcement officer, and we honor that person because of things they have done, they are doing, going above and beyond, representing truly the best of the badge. Well, the Jan McTernan Legacy Award is going to go above and beyond even the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. This is exclusively for a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has served for more than 20 years, is eligible for retirement, and will leave behind a legacy to their respective agencies. It is not going to be presented on a frequent basis. It will not be presented more than once per year. That's it. The inaugural recipient was selected, and we recorded a great, great discussion with this person. There was a wonderful party that happened at the Radio Factory in honor of this person, and we will listen to that conversation at 5:05 this afternoon. Do not miss it. I should tell you that it's been a week of major victories, huge wins for President Trump. Win after win after win. And I have been thrilled looking at each of these victories. My gosh, just it really just seems every single solitary day there is another victory, another win for President Trump. If you've lost track of the wins, I will refresh your memory in a little bit, I promise you. I'm actually going to run down some of the big wins. If you are white, you probably will not want to live in New York City if, in fact, the communist Jew hater is elected mayor, because he said, well, I mean, even if you are non-white, I'm thinking you probably still won't want to live there, but white people in particular have already been identified by the Jewish communist, not Jewish communist, the Jewish Jew hating communist as people who will pay higher taxes. He's decided that taxes, amongst other things, should be based on race. Does it get more bigoted? Does it get more racist? I don't think so, but he's going full steam ahead with it. It's crazy. It's absolutely absurd. But that is out there. We'll address that as well. Tom Tillis has turned out to be something of a turncoat. He's a senator from North Carolina. It pains me because I knew Tom Tillis 1,000 years ago when I lived and worked in Charlotte, North Carolina. But man, he has, I don't know exactly what it is that happened to him, but he's just gone off the rails, which I guess is okay in this respect. President Trump said, all right, well, you know, you do you, that's fine. But we are going to find somebody to run against you in the primary, somebody that actually cares about making America great again, that's going to look out for the benefit of this nation and help those people who would like to be helped. And then Tillis decided, well, I'm not going to run for re-election. Good. Good riddance. Happy to see you leave. If you could leave today, that would be great. You know, we're going to get a new president out at UVA. A new president for the University of Virginia. I am here to tell you that one of the questions must be, what will you do about the unhinged Larry Sabato? Larry Sabato, as you know, heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA and sucks in a huge amount of taxpayer money. Your money and my money. And he is unhinged, to put it politely. I think the man is deranged. Now, everybody has always known that he is a big-time Democrat. That's not a shock. And I think everybody was willing to give him a little room to maneuver, right? He is what it is. It's a little bit like that Jeff Shapiro over the Times Dispatch. I think he's finally retired, right? Is he gone? But Shapiro is a big-time leftist, big-time Democrat. And he was a political columnist, so he can have any political views that he wants. I don't begrudge him that. I think what was always annoying was when they tried to present him as a reporter as opposed to a columnist. Because he was never, not in recent history, a reporter. Maybe he was a reporter at some point. But certainly not in recent history. So why they presented him that way from the Times Dispatch, I don't know. But they did. As a columnist, you may not have agreed with his perspective. I certainly didn't. But he wasn't a bad writer. But everybody knew. He's a left-wing guy. He's a Democrat. Okay, well, now I know as I read his columns. Because they're opinion pieces. The more they tried to say, oh, well, he's actually a reporter. I think every once in a while he would say he was a reporter. And I could only say, well, no, you're not. Doesn't make you a bad guy. It just means clearly you're not a reporter. So anyway, Sabato has always been a Democrat. But he has gone so far off the rails and has, as you know, because we did actually report on this, he referred to Trump supporters, that includes me, as Nazis. So that being the case, it's time for him to go. It was time for him to go quite some time ago. But that Jim Ryan at UVA was clearly running interference for a fellow left-wing extremist in Sabato. So the new president of UVA, whoever that might be, the incoming president of Mr. Jefferson's University, must be asked directly by the UVA Board of Visitors, what is your position on Sabato? And if they pull this, oh, well, I don't know anything about it. I'm not there yet. Sorry, you're not qualified for the job. You're going to have to show up to this job interview knowing a thing or 10 about UVA. Now, you can tell us that you're not familiar with the nightlife in Charlottesville. Okay, I'll give you that one. But if you're going to be the new president of the University of Virginia, and you will not state on the record that you will absolutely, positively shut down that Sabato Center and kick Sabato off the payroll and off campus, then I got a problem with you. Simple as that. All right, what else have we got? Oh, I've got an update on the laptop. I've got an update on a few different things, actually. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to visit me over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Just about 20 minutes from now, my friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard's going to be here. If you want to get a sneak peek about what the sheriff will be addressing, you might want to head over to his Facebook page. Check it out. Check it out. He is none too happy with the manner in which Channel 8 covered what happened at the Chesterfield County Courthouse last week. And he's going to lay it all out for us. Looking forward to it. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, but it is a short week. We all know that, right? Coming up on Friday, Independence Day. Remember, that's the holiday. Remember, that's what we're celebrating. You know, we're going to have a 4th of... No. It's a date. It's a great date. It's a momentous date, historic date, fun date. I mean, whatever you want to say about it, that's great, but it is a date. Please don't remember why that particular date is important. Please, please, I beg of you, I beseech you. Remember why we are celebrating Independence Day, okay? It's my request of you. I know I get a little testy around certain holidays because people just lump stuff together or they dismiss it. Fourth, it's all about the Fourth. I do love the Fourth. You know, they don't have Fourth of July anywhere else. Well, actually, they have Fourth of July everywhere else. They don't have Independence Day on the 4th of July anywhere else. That's the point. 5:05 this afternoon, the first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award. Somebody sent me a note on Facebook. It said, hey, Jeff, so excited to hear about this. Why keep the same name? Well, I didn't keep the same name. Our monthly award is the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor, and this particular award will be the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. Why would I honor exactly the same person, exactly the same woman? Because Jan McTernan was, how do I put it politely, one kick-ass lady, and she did so much for Central Virginia and did so much for law enforcement in Central Virginia that I think it's thoroughly, completely, totally deserved. And if you've listened for any period of time, you know that Jan was, she was like a second mom to me. So if I've got the opportunity to pay tribute to Jan McTernan, who I loved, I'm going to do it. And Jan really did leave behind a legacy. You cannot speak to anybody inside not just the Richmond Police Department, but essentially throughout law enforcement agencies in Central Virginia without getting positive reaction when you mention Jan. That's how big of an impact she made, and that's why we will continue with our monthly Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors. And those are for folks, just so we're clear, these are for people who every day are going out and doing the job. And they're not retiring. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award is specifically for someone who has the years in to retire. Some of them may be in the process of retiring. Some of them at some point may be people who say, well, I'm going to do another year or two. That's possible. But it's going to be such an exclusive club. And I'm going to call in some bigger names to help me choose the honorees again. I had help this time with this initial award. And we'll call in more big names in that law enforcement community to help the next time we're ready to do one of these. The new fundraising effort for me and the Funding Fathers, the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, is underway. I will provide more details to you. We'll have Chris Beach on the program to talk a little bit about Dad Madness, which is what we're calling it. We have four teams. Obviously, Team Cats was the team that everybody wanted to be on, but we were limited. Just a handful of men made the cut to be on Team Cats. And what we are trying to do, all four teams in this respect are working together, working towards one common goal. We are trying collectively to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Father Figure Award. Remember, I got that in 2021. And I'm not looking for any more awards, but I would like very much for Team Cats to put a whole bunch of money into the kitty for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia and help the group. It's my group. I mean, I'm part of it. I'm happy to be part of it. Celebrate. And you do understand that this money is used for the program. So, you know, every week I go and I teach the Inside Out class over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It's not free. You know, the books cost money, the material costs money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we are going to need your help. I'll give you details. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, straight ahead. It's 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's hot. We're at 92. We're looking for thunderstorms to come rolling through. And look, it's summertime in Central Virginia, so you know as well as I do, when we're in the 90s and humidity is in the 90s, there's always a chance for pop-up thunderstorms. But today, what I see, what's being reported anyway, is that there's a distinct chance that most of us will see some pretty heavy thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, the evening, and possibly through the overnight. Last week, you and I chatted quite a bit about the presence of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, at the Chesterfield County Courthouse. And there was news coverage of it, but was the news coverage responsible? According to Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, the news reporting from Channel 8 was absolutely irresponsible. And I'm happy to say the sheriff is joining us to talk a little bit about it. Sheriff, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's always good to talk with you. So just lay it out there for us. We've all heard about it. ICE was there. Got a couple of folks who were wanted by them, took them away. But the coverage of it, you say, simply, especially with Channel 8, was not fair or professional.
Well, on a number of the different media outlets, the coverage wasn't fair. They were naming this ICE raids at the Chesterfield Courthouse. Many of them were naming it ICE raids. Well, when two or three ICE agents come to your door, knock on your door and say, hey, we're ICE agents, and identify themselves, say, we have John Doe, we need to take John Doe with us, and they get John Doe and leave, that's not a raid, but that's how it was portrayed on many, many medium outlets last week. But Channel 8, I think, really takes the cake with this, and it does infuriate me because, as you know, Jeff, this illegal alien deportation, detention topic is one that is extremely sensitive, and it's sensitive to people on both sides of the political spectrum. And knowing that, it is really incumbent upon us as reporters to report the facts and accurate information. But if you look at the story I posted on my Facebook page, it is titled ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse. And that banner is in bold capital letters, and it takes about a fifth, that's probably 20% of the screen. Yes. And several times throughout the telecast where they're talking about ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse, they're showing pictures of ICE agents doing these raids at some location somewhere else in the country. I don't know where. I just know it's not Chesterfield County. But it only serves to be inflammatory and incite people because they see that and they trust their news media. And they see this and they say, wow, look what they're doing at Chesterfield Courthouse. I would be incensed as well. But it's not true. It's not accurate. It's false reporting and is deceitful and it's gutless.
I am looking at the images as you are speaking, and I want to urge everybody, I'll share them on my social media pages as well, but if you go to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page on Facebook, you can see these screenshots and the caption from Channel 8, Chesterfield Courthouse, ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse. And the images are interesting, and they are clearly ICE agents arresting people. But as the sheriff points out, for those of us from this area, if you look at him, you're going, I don't think that's Chesterfield. It doesn't look like the courthouse to me. I've been in the courthouse. That doesn't look like the inside of the courthouse either. Did you reach out to Channel 8 or any of these other outlets, Sheriff? And if so, what was the response?
I have not reached out, Jeff. Nothing productive comes out of those conversations. There's always an excuse here, an excuse there for why it happened. All they needed to do was put a little banner on here, just a disclaimer saying, you know, images are do not reflect Chesterfield Courthouse or what have you. And they did nothing. Their intent here was to portray that as my courthouse. And that's why some citizens get very upset with this. And I don't blame them for getting upset when you see these images, which are being portrayed as our courthouse, my courthouse. Yeah. It is just really gutless and deceitful reporting.
Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is joining us. So, Carl, if you can and you don't mind, tell us exactly what did play out. What did it look like at the Chesterfield County Courthouse when I showed up?
Well, Jeff, if you would have been here for the 4 days they were here, it was Friday the week before and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. If you would have been here and watched all the operations, you would have been bored out of your mind because it simply was not something that was overt or over the top. We did have ICE agents come in, identify themselves with their proper credentials and badges. All of them were in plain clothes, none of them in any uniform, which all these pictures on Channel 8, by the way, depict ICE agents in uniform. And they came to us with a list of people, said, you know, we have papers for these people for being illegally here in the country, and we need to detain them. And we said, fine, come on in, and they made the detentions. It was a total of 6 people on Friday, 6 people on Monday, 2 people on Tuesday, and 1 person on Wednesday, and that was the operation. A very peaceful operation. It was not done in the presence of anybody. It wasn't in our hallways or our lobbies or our parking lots. One was in the hallway of somebody who was outside, and that was done very peacefully and without incident. So that's the reality of this, and it wouldn't have made good news coverage at all because it was very boring.
It's interesting you mentioned that. Again, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard joining us. Some of the news coverage also attempted to portray this as, well, not just over the top, but unprecedented and never been seen, never heard of this. And I thought, and I want you to either confirm or tell me I'm out of my mind, but every day of the week, doesn't the sheriff's office receive something from some agency somewhere saying, hey, we got a warrant for so-and-so, or we'd like to swing by and take this person for charges he or she is facing somewhere else? That's not unusual, is it?
Jeff, I've been sheriff for 12 years now. For 12 years, ICE has been coming to my jail, picking up people who were identified as being here illegally on a regular basis, as they have through jails and courthouses throughout Virginia. This is nothing new. What is new is this: they were doing this at the courthouse in a little bit larger number. 6 a day is a little bit larger than we've seen. But they've been doing this all along for 12 years. It is nothing new, just location changed from people incarcerated to people not incarcerated because they're out on bond or bail or their signature for crimes that occurred in Chesterfield County.
And again, these are folks who have a connection with the Chesterfield County law enforcement system. They are part of the court system. It's not ICE showing up and just hoping against hope that there's going to be somebody there they're looking for. They knew ahead of time, hey, these folks are on the docket. This is a good, efficient way to go and bring them into our custody.
All 15 of them were coming into court because they were defendants in court cases. Some traffic, some criminal, but all 15 were the person charged with a crime. They were coming to Chesapeake County for their court appearance. The court dockets you mentioned are open to the public. Anybody can go pull them up and see everybody who's coming to court tomorrow or next week if you wanted to. So that's public information. And yes, all 15 of these were people who had been arrested for either a traffic or a criminal violation in Chesapeake County.
Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard joining us. Let me play devil's advocate for a second there, Sheriff. And what if I'm the guy at Channel 8 who says, well, you know, we don't have a lot of staffing and we just figured we wouldn't be allowed into the courthouse or we couldn't be in the parking lot to take video or photos. What would you say?
I would say that most of them were here in my parking lot all week long with their cameras and could have shown video footage from our actual courthouse during the actual time this was happening at any one of their newscasts. But here's what else I would say, Jeff. If you're not going to report anything accurately or truthfully, don't report it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're standing up here. It is, to put it mildly, a rather unfair characterization of everyone involved in this. And it is about attracting eyeballs. It's about making it seem bigger than it was. Are there indications that ICE is headed back, or do they not let you know ahead of time?
No, I mean, we were getting notified the day before, but I think after talking to them last week, it ran its course here. I think they're on to different things now. I don't have any indication they're coming back to the courthouse. Now, mind you, as we talked about a little bit earlier, they do come and pick people up from the jail on a regular basis. They've been doing that for over a decade.
Fair enough. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to send people over to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page so they can take a look at not just the images, but also your addressing of those images. It's difficult because I tell you, looking at them, again, some of them, at least one of them is at night, and you're thinking, well, nobody has court at night, and that's clearly not Chesterfield. So I do appreciate you being here, and again, we'll send people to those pages to make sure they know the truth of what actually happened in Chesterfield County.
Absolutely, and that's just part of us trying to be transparent here. We're going to tell the truth and tell it exactly like it is. I never denied ICE was here from the beginning, and I'm here to just let everybody know what really is going on.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, my friend. That is Carl Leonard. He is the sheriff of Chesterfield County. He's been sheriff for 12 years. And a pushback here, just trying to let everybody know that the images that were shared in this particular case by Channel 8 are not of the Chesterfield County Courthouse. And you can look at them. Again, if you're on Facebook, I would suggest you go to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page, the top of it, two deputy sheriffs on horseback in front of the courthouse, and also a photo of Sheriff Leonard in his, looks to be his Class A's, and you can see it. It is the top thing posted there. I will tell you as well that a lot of the coverage, not just the visuals, but also the wording that was dealing with this was also inappropriate. It was not reflective of what was really happening in Chesterfield. So if, in fact, you're going to run this and your chyron's going to say ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse, it would seem to me you'd want the images to be at Chesterfield Courthouse, right? That to me seems the most logical. Carl Leonard, the sheriff, says they were there all week, the TV crews. They easily could have shot the video of the courthouse, but that it wasn't all that exciting. And it wasn't outside. And it wasn't the ICE agents in any sort of a uniform. Everybody was plain clothes and everything was inside and it was all without a lot of hullabaloo. So this certainly makes for better TV, but does not reflect, according to the sheriff, what actually happened. That's sad. It really is sad. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is, what are we looking at here, 92? Nope, 94. All right, it's hot. It's hot. There's no other way to describe it. And the humidity is about the same, about 94. So not particularly comfortable. That's the way it's going to be for a little bit. Now, we should have some thunderstorms rolling in pretty soon. And those thunderstorms, I should point out to you, will be with us for the better part of the night through the overnight and all of that good stuff. Might be carrying on through the week, but it is what it is, right? We're talking about central Virginia. We're talking about 90 plus degrees all summer long for the most part, and humidity, and so we're going to get thunderstorms. 505, I will give you the details on the first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award. You'll get to hear the conversation I had with the very first person to receive the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. It is going to be presented no more often than once per year. So this is 2025. We won't have anybody before 2026 who receives the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. I think you're going to be touched. You're going to be touched as you listen to that discussion at 5:05. Yes, we are going to be raising some money, helping out my friends at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We've got the 10th anniversary of the father figure this year. You know, we do that event. It's generally at the Diamond. But this year, for the 10th anniversary, it's actually going to be over at the Robbins Center at U of R. And we're doing it first time ever. Four teams. It's like the big basketball championship. So there are four teams. There's Team Cats and, I don't know, there's three other teams. But Team Cats and these other three collection. I mean, they're good guys over there. I can't commit their names to memory because, why would I? But Team Cats wants to be a big part of this. The four teams are charged with raising $100,000. We've got about 4 weeks to get it done. That's it. These are the funds we need to do all the work we do the rest of the year. If you follow me, you know that I spend a lot of time over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Every single week I go and teach a class once a week. It's called the Inside Out Dad Program. It is for the inmates who are fathers, and they have to commit to the program. It's about 14 weeks the way I run it. Instruction itself is 12 weeks, but I always have two extra weeks. Sometimes guys have to miss a day, and I won't let anybody graduate unless they have attended 12 classes. If they've got 11 classes and they didn't make it up, then they're going to have to come back. But it's not free. It's free to them, and my services are free. But the books are not free. It takes money to do that. It takes money to provide diapers to dads, because diapers are necessary. Dads change diapers, too. All of the other programming that we do with the Fatherhood Foundation, it's great stuff, but it ain't free. So for the next 4 weeks, it's just a straight-out ask. I got to tell you that. There's nothing fancy. I'm not doing any online auctions. We're just saying we need some bucks. That's it. So I'll give you more details as we head through this. Again, it's the next couple of weeks we're going to be doing it. And then the big payoff is going to be in August at the Robbins Center. We still need a sponsor for our team jersey. Each of the four teams has NCAA basketball-style jerseys. So we need a sponsor. We have a space for a sponsor. Now, if your business is thinking, we could use some good publicity, well, this is great publicity. Are you kidding me? How great would that be to be on the right side of things, helping out dads throughout Virginia, helping out little kids, you know? So if you're interested, you let me know. I'm not going to do like a big-time commercial for it here, but I'm just telling you. Because there are a lot of people in business who are looking for ways to show that they're part of the community. This is a great one. Really is. You would be on our jerseys. You get a big table over there and all sorts of signage. I mean, it's pretty cool. So if you're a business person, you probably want to jump on that, quite frankly, before your competition jumps on it, because then, well, it's going to be too late, and that's not going to really be of any benefit to you. All right, after the 4 o'clock news, I'm going to give you the big update. A lot of people say, hey, all right, so did you get the computer fixed? Everything okay? I will give you the full report after the 4 o'clock news. Then I'll be looking for some feedback on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Remember, first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here. Rich, the host of Richmond's Morning News, always great stuff with Rich. Don't want to miss it. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.